New Orleans chefs pride themselves on, well, on everything, but especially their seafood dishes. Now Louisiana restaurant owners are worried that images of oil spilling into the Gulf will drive customers away. So some restaurants are suing oil giant BP proactively in case they lose a lot of business. In the meantime, they're spreading the word that their seafood is safe and still on the menu. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from New Orleans.
At Dickie Brennan's Bourbon House on the same named street, 45 sacks of oysters get delivered and shucked and served. Leo Price taps his knife onto the shell, listens for a particular sound.
When I tap on it, hollow sound means no water. And solid sound, it means the oyster's good.
Those good oysters, piled on a half shell and stacked on the shiny oyster bar, are the first things customers see when they walk into the place. Lou Sandrell and Jane Lyons are visiting from Sarasota, Florida. They've had 4 days of gluttony in the city.
Oysters, etouffee.
It might have been redfish, but maybe not. Shrimp, oysters, a couple of ways. It's just wonderful.
But restaurants are bracing for a backlash. One owner heard about a restaurant in Illinois that's telling customers it doesn't serve Louisiana seafood anymore. And that, says Yule Smith from the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board, is the heart of the issue they're dealing with.
The biggest challenge we're facing right now is a perception challenge at this point in time.
He stresses supply may suffer eventually, but anything that might be unsafe is kept off Louisiana tables.
Continue to ask for Louisiana seafood. No restaurant's going to put bad food on the plate.
Safety inspectors agree. Bill Mayen from the Florida Sea Grant Program says authorities have added more inspections and precautions to be able to assure the eating public the food is safe.
The seafood at this point is completely safe and it's been inspected and it wouldn't be out in the restaurant chains or anywhere for sale if it wasn't safe.
But Yul Smith from Louisiana Seafood Board says he still has selling to do. Some money from BP to the state, around $40 million right now, will go towards a tourism campaign to help Louisiana's $2.4 billion seafood industry stay afloat. The state, he says, is the number one producer of shrimp, oysters and crawfish and ships supplies to 30% of the country. But the biggest problem is that the oil continues to flow.
If they don't cap this thing soon, the longer this drags on, the harder that perception is going to be to overcome that we have safe seafood.
Dickie Brennan, one of New Orleans' best-known restaurateurs, shares that concern.
As the day goes by, I must ask 100 people all day long, have we plugged the hole yet? And it's just a huge disappointment.
Other restaurants are enlisting lawyers to sue BP. George Cotello from the famous Frankie and Johnny seafood restaurant calls its suit a protective measure.
Because no one knows what's going to happen. We're just putting our ducks in a row, and if it gets worse and if we suffer considerable losses, then we have to go to BP to try to get them to make everybody whole.
BP is already compensating fishermen who can no longer use waters tainted by the oil. But right now, most restaurants say business is as brisk as ever. They just hope it stays that way. Jamie Terabay, NPR News, New Orleans.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.